1,000 and 3,000 plus 7,000 plus.
Yes,
151,000.
Are you calculating? When did you become a mathematician?
Please just wait.
Wait, are you trying to do your assignment? Or
wait,
what?
No, maybe. No, which assignment? Am I in primary one?
That's what I'm asking. I wonder.
Just calm down. 700.
Okay,
yes, yeah, I think I want to collect 500,000 from that credit woman. Yes, that woman that sells clothes.
500 for what?
500,000.
Please, why are they sharing money? I want money too.
Just calm down.
Let me write 1,000,000 in my own name.
Which kind of 1,000,000 is that one? I bet you calm down, Jai. You two, they like money. You know, at
you when they calculate, you don't like money.
I'm just calculating. I said 7,000 plus.
It's like there's a secret behind this thing. Tell me what.
You just wait.
No. Tell me what. See, I'll be which like tortoise on your neck.
Which
right
kind
now
of woman being is this?
Allow
me to do
tell
my calculation.
Me what is going
calm
on
down.
For you to be doing this calculation, what I'm seeing now is okay going to millions.
Okay.
So I like
plus.
Tell me.
Wait, no, let me finish my calculation
no,
now.
No, I won't allow you.
You tell won't egg by me.
Tell me, then you can continue. Maybe I could even help you. You know?
Help me to do what?
To calculate. Am I even gain from it?
You are not my calculator means, now.
Let me be other. In short, I am writing application. Let me be your official calculator.
See this one, she too like money. No. Plus 800.
Let me be your official calculator. Yeah. 800 plus.
Wait, that woman that is owing me money. How much is she going to give me? That woman now. That woman, she's owing me 5,000 there. Yes.
5,000.
Plus 5,000 there. Mm-hmm. It costs to. Wow, this is around.
Let me be your calculator. Maybe, don't worry, just say.
Around what?
2.539.
Ah! Oh God. That money still remains. It still remains 20 naira to complete. Ah. To be complete.
Are you to add that one from your pocket now?
No. After I got this one after. I think my TV has gone already.
Okay, you know what? Okay. Let me make you a deal. If you make me your official calculator, then I'll give you the 20 naira to it. Deal?
Very simple. I have people that will give you 20 naira. 20 naira is just very simple. Well, anyways, the total of this money is I want to go and pay one travel agency. Yes. Yes.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to Qatar, auntie.
Qatar.
I'm going to Qatar.
What are you going there to do? Business trip, vacation, yeah, you know?
This is no business trip. My dear, I'm tired of this country. I'm tired of this country. Really, I think.
Okay, so you are tired of the country and you are going for a vacation for your.
When my plan A has refused to, they bomb person for this country now. Nobody say the Thai person bomb for this country now. And see, I want JPU as according to what they will say. I want to fly. This one will fly. I want to fly. I want to fly
to Qatar.
In fact, I am not just flying to Qatar. I'm not flying to Qatar alone.
You want to take me along?
Who are you that will take you? Are you my wife? I sabi you. Look at this one.
See,
I want to travel and I'm going with my PA. You don't know who the person is.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Wait, is your PA part of your family member?
It's a PA. That's why he's my PA. He is a PA. So,
okay,
it's
okay,
just
okay,
calm
wait,
down.
Wait, who is your PA?
You don't need to know. Plan A has failed. Now I am going for my plan B. And that is just
and
the point
plan
I want
to.
Plan
B is going to Qatar.
And it's going to
and
Qatar.
And then what will you be doing in Qatar?
Wait and listen, and I'm going to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to the Nigeria Story Podcast. My name is Cyril Mendes. My friends call me here to the Y, to the O, to the E, to the E, to the J, to the high. Calm down now. My name is Ayodeji Adegbala. And some call me the political doctor. And at the same time, some call me the political evangelist, man. And here with me on the show, we have a very beautiful lady. She is by name.
It's your lady IG again. Yes, I missed you guys, and it's awesome having you around again this week. I am Oluwatosin Adeola Dagoro,
aka Lady IG, Lady Instagram.
You know what? I think right now I want to release you. Just go to Qatar.
Why should I just
have rest from Lady IG? This Igbagboy, I mean not Instagram.
Lady Instagram. That's the point.
Don't confuse my listeners.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on this show today, we'll be discussing the topic plan B? Now, we want to throw out this question to you. What is your plan B? Well, for so many people in this country, because of the way things are going now, presently in this country, a lot of people want to fly out of Nigeria. Now, let me ask you, do you also want to fly out of Nigeria? For real, flying out of Nigeria is at least 101% dream of majority of Nigerians. If I will ask you, what's your dream? At least one of the dreams you have right in your inner carcass, in the inner of the inner of the inner of your heart, I know it. You also want to travel out. So, and some of us, when you travel out of this country like me, I'm not saying I want to travel out, I'm still working towards it. For some people that also want to travel out, like some people, you know, when they travel out, they don't want to come back to this Nigeria. So therefore, on this show, we'll be discussing why, and at the same time, we'll be discussing, is that the best option for us to draw out from as a result of the solution, as a result of the situation we find ourselves in this country. Please stay tuned, as we'll be right back after this timeout. So even according to Lady Instagram, she just said that some people, if they can even walk out of Nigeria, they will just walk out of Nigeria. And some people, even
for example, you, that your money is still remaining 20 naira.
Calm down.
If you cannot fly, you walk out. If you cannot walk out, you jog out. And if you cannot jog out, you can swim out of it.
Just like some people will say, they will say, "A code, you know, surely versus
shallow."
So, really, on a lighter note, today we'll be talking about situations, issues that borders on a survivor in Nigeria. Do you also plan to run out of this country, or do you plan to stay? Did you hide you? What's up?
Okay, you know, part
it's
of
me. It's
will eat it's you me. With 20 naira.
It's me. Yeah, it's you. Yeah, we go.
Okay, you know, part of how we grow as humans, we have this what we call survivor instincts in
okay.
us, and it's part of every creature has it. Every animal has it. When things become tough, you know, when they say when it gets tough,
okay,
the tough gets going. So at this point where we have a lot of issues surrounding us in Nigeria, and it's making our survivor instinct, you know, come to the fullest. That is, there are security issues, there are economical issues, you know, there are some 1001 issues. Every day we hear news. Anytime you hear the news, you get depressed. If you walk on the street, you get depressed. Even your own life, your own situations are depressing you already. So there is a personal depression. There is a social depression.
Okay.
There is a governmental depression.
Oh, Jesus.
There is a generational depression right now.
Ah.
Yes.
This one is deep.
So with all those things, you have to ask yourself, okay, now, what is going on? The present thing is not working. And as we always say, let's move to plan B. I remember there was a time my brother wanted to do his wedding. I know the agbada for the traditional wedding was not around. We did plan A, plan B to Z.
So how did you not get it?
Well, it was someone's inner and then another person's agbada and then another person's cap. Well, it was shout the groom that day and it was fine. Finished.
I hope your brother is listening to this right now.
So there was plan
B. Just casted your brother. Don't worry.
There was plan B. There was plan C. You know. So we are asking ourselves now in this country, as things are going, no one, I repeat, I am sure, no one is satisfied and is okay with whatever is going on in this country.
Yeah.
And so we ask ourselves, what else can I do? What next? What more do I want to do? And you know, recently there has been this shouts of plan B, and the general thing has been that, well, I want to move out of this country. So many people before, we want to go out of the country to work and come back and, you know, establish and, you know, sometimes. But right now, what people are looking for, when you see anybody looking for visa, it is to go out of the country and never to come back to it again. So that is one plan B. And some other person's plan B, some people that have felt, well, we can't leave Nigeria. It is our home. It is our country. You know, it is our home. Can leave it. Some of them have said, okay, our plan B is because, okay, there is insecurity, then I think I have to take my own security into my hand. You know, every man for himself. So if it's to go and get a gun, to go and sharpen my cutlass, to go and own my fighting skills or my defense skills to do that, so that in case of whatever, when I need it, I can always get it. That's another plan B. And well, some people, their plan B, well, is to get, you know, there are still opportunities even in all of the chaos on ground. There is opportunity. So their home plan B is, okay, let me just get what I can get or gain from all of these things.
Okay, Lady Instagram, actually some people have some
Lady
very funny IG. Some people, they have some very funny Lady Hydra. Some people, they have some very funny plan B. To some people, in fact, they don't want to go to school. All what they would just want to do is just to buy certificates. And that's why you see them in school. They are not serious. But I think on this show, the main thing that we're talking about, the main plan B we're talking about is people flying out of Nigeria. And we are trying to ask you the question, trying to let us reason it together. If everybody should leave Nigeria as we wish to leave Nigeria, majority of us, then what is going to remain of Nigeria? Well, I know someone just said, who cares? But really, we do care. This is your motherland. And as they will say, Ajole Dabile, one day you will surely want to come back to Nigeria. You have no idea.
You think some people want to come back? I have people that are vowed. You know, avowed.
Which in Nigeria do you know?
Avowed. That's emphasis. Not to come back to Nigeria again. The news are disturbing. And then some people that came, they had bitter experiences. You know, for such people, they cannot, if they dream that they came back to Nigeria, it is a nightmare to them. So they cannot try it. They cannot think of it. It is not in their short-term plan, nor is it in their long-term plan. So it is not an end. And for those that want to fly out, swim out, walk out, jog out, well, to me, actually, they cannot be faulted. For now that everything has been that, you know what this country is becoming, that each man for himself.
You know,
no longer the case of the government trying to speak for us, or you know,
I was saying it in a show last week on Tuesday that between 2012 and 2020, report has it that we had over 70,000 people died. Over 70,000 people died of because of insecurity in Nigeria. Over 70,000 died between that time and now. So, not telling somebody not to run out of this country is, sincerely, to them, it's not reasonable.
No, that is like the most reasonable option on the table right now. Okay, because if you stay, like a guy said, he was, though his friends, when he was saying it, they were laughing, but he was serious about it. When he complained and ranted about the issues in the country, it was like, we don't even know who will die next. Is the truth.
Anything can happen.
I read a news today of a 6-year-old that was raped through the anus in the nuts.
She's not just the nuts you talk about.
What
about
the other part of the country? I'm just trying to say, you know, a 6-year-old can die, a 25-year-old can die, a job seeker that struggled in school can die, someone who is working can die, you are in your house, you can die.
You know, even aside from that, now those also planning for plan B, if you are planning your plan B, which if your plan B is to exit Nigeria, like to leave Nigeria, you want to be careful also the way you want to leave Nigeria. You know, we had cases of people traveling out of this country and they fell into slavery straight up, those going to Libya, especially by road and by other means. Why are the same? I heard over the news too, some people went to meet Libya, they asked to be repatriated. By the time they go back to Nigeria, do you know that these people, they are called to be repatriated, called again that they want to live leave Nigeria. Some of them actually sneaked out again. They had to travel back to where they are coming. Just
because
like
they have to choose between
the devil and the deep blue sea. The devil and the sea. Well, just the point. The thing is just that We are just trying to say that in as much as you want to plan your plan B,
you are right to plan it. Actually, you are right. It is sane to do that.
Yeah, in as much as you want to do that, you also want to consider that what will be your contribution to Nigeria.
Okay, we understand the fact that you want to go. Yes, everybody has to check for their safety first. Yes, safety first. But in as much as we want to do that, though we have always been hearing, yes, we have to do it, Nigeria is our home, yes, that is true. But even if you go, or when you go, if or when you go, you should still not give up on the country. Yes, I know that Nigeria seems to be beyond repair, especially when we see the level of decay from the top, the inner carcass, to the very bottom. The decay is beyond rotten. Yes, but in as much as it is, I still believe, and I want us to also believe, that Nigeria is not beyond repair. Yes, it might take time, it might take effort, it might take you know, for us to stand in solidarity, it might take us that we must stand for what we believe. But I still believe that Nigeria is not beyond repair, and in as much as we want to, yes, protect ourselves, as much as our safety comes first, we should still not have that mindset that Nigeria, you know feel better again. No, but Nigeria can still be better, and it can come from our personal joint efforts. But this all stands, it all starts from our mindset. Don't have that mindset that Nigeria is a lost cause. Please have that mindset that Nigeria can still be good. But how can that be? By our efforts. Either we are in it or out of it.
Yeah, let me just add to what she has said. Also to add to what she has said, it's not until you travel out of this country before you make it for real. People are still making it in Nigeria. And it's not a must, I repeat, that we run out of this country, or in fact we flee. I understand people are not just running again, people are fleeing. Some people would even prefer to sell their last clothes to leave this country. They'll prefer to sell all their proper, everything they've got, to sell it and to leave this country, because when you ask them, they are not planning to come back again, ever again in Nigeria, to step their foot back to Nigeria again. And you know, one of the demerits of that is that we are also part of the problem, because there's something they call brain drain. Yes, we are also contributing to that. So our skilled workers are traveling out of this country. Everybody is traveling out. In fact, even the president said he's even traveling out.
He's not even in the country.
He's traveling out. There was a time he used almost how many months out of this country. Well, the thing is that the country is ours, and we should not give up on Nigeria. And that's just the point.
It's not for the government.
Yeah.
It's not for the president. It's not for us. It's for all of us. Even if it seems as if they have hijacked it for themselves, we can together
what is ours. So when your grandchildren grows up, they will know that your father, which is you, or their grandfather, which is you, tried his best, and he has contributed his quota to the growth of the society. Ladies and gentlemen, we are saying that for your plan B, number one, you need to be careful planning it. Number two, it's not a must to travel out of this country, because people are still making it in Nigeria. And for me and for Miss IG, I don't know about her, and for me and Miss IG, we are saying that we are going to make it in Nigeria. I don't know about you.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that will be all for today's show. Special thanks to Toby's Creative, special thanks to Teams Global Concept, special thanks to PLS Music Studio, PLS Book Publishers. We want to say thank you for everything you've done. We are saying I, and we are saying thank you. Special thanks to Miss IG, and also special thanks
Lady
to
IG.
Special thanks to Lady IG, and special thanks to all our listeners over the globe. We want to say thank you. Special thanks to myself, A to the Y to the O to the E to the I. Yeah, we want to say thank you very much. And please do well to join us on another interesting episode of the Nigeria Storm Podcast. At the same time, we have another show next week, which is on Allure Radio, True Talk. You can send a message to +234 81338 71480, or send us email via revivenigeriamission@gmail.com so you can get more details. You can also join Oluwatosin on Echoes of Silence every fortnight, Friday. It's also an interesting show. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next week and remember to stay safe. We love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.